This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss addresses the causes of your weight struggle. In other words, we address the reason it's a struggle in the first place. You know what I mean by struggle, don't you? The unhappiness with your body. And that really doesn't depend on the size of your body. It depends on how you feel about your body. So does that mean I'm saying just feel good about it, whatever it is? Well, as a matter of fact, I am actually saying that. And I'm also saying that feeling good about the body you have now is actually the first step to losing weight and changing that body. Kind of strange sounding, isn't it? You have to accept what you have in order to change, but that's the truth of it. You see, you have to feel like you're worth taking great care of. You have to really respect and admire the body that you have now for all of the wonderful things that it does for you in your life. It allows you to breathe and be alive, as a matter of fact. Let's just put that as number one on the list. Number two, maybe it allows you to walk. Maybe it allows you to see, to think, to feel, to hug, to feel the sunshine on your skin. Okay, it's winter, to roll around in the snow, to hear the wind rustling in the trees or the birds chirping in the morning. All of these things are made possible by your body. Now, I know what you're thinking. I've just got too darn much body. I want less body, not more body. And the way to get less body, more health, more fitness, more agility, mobility, and flexibility, you're going to have to treat it really well. You're going to have to treat it like royalty, being attentive to its every need, making sure that it gets adequate sleep, water, nutrition, exercise, just like if you had a baby or a puppy or a kitten or an orphan moose for that matter. You'd be attentive to its needs, wouldn't you? Think about it. If you found an orphan moose in the wild, you'd want to help it out, wouldn't you? You want to make sure that it got its needs met by taking it to a wildlife refuge center and maybe giving it some sort of milk in the meantime. Now, think about it. Would you pay better and closer attention to that baby moose's needs than you've been paying to your own needs? Because if the answer is yes, I am so glad you're here. We have got to straighten you out. And that's what we're about to do in the deepest possible way. Now, why bother with this? Why not just go on another austerity program or a draconian diet cleanse thing? Because even if you could put up with the misery, which why should you in the first place? But even if you could, why bother? Because it's not going to last, is it? I don't know why we get this crazy idea in our minds when we're in those desperate places, feeling that we're just too fat to fit into our jeans and the world is coming to an end. We suddenly get the idea that these desperate measures that we've taken in the past that have never worked will somehow work now, and so we throw ourselves into them again. And we don't do it just once, we do it again and again and again. And I say this because I've done that. And it is, in fact, a fascinating curiosity of the human condition that we have that type of circular thinking and are completely oblivious to the fact that it's going on. Enough of that. On to the good stuff. On to sinking deep inside and paying attention to your current inner experience. And why the heck would you do that? You would do that because that's where all the good, deep change work happens, which is what we do here. So I invite you to take a deep breath in and just allow yourself to follow that breath deep down inside to become more and more aware of your current inner experience. The breath links the outside with the inside, allowing us to breathe in nourishing, fresh, positive oxygen, fresh energy, and release with each exhalation that which is no longer needed. Each breath is a fresh start, a carrier of fresh energy that allows us to go as deep into that quiet inner core as we're able to go in this instant. And even if we have those thoughts and concerns of the day that pop into our head and our mind wanders, they call it the monkey mind because it's always jumping about, that's perfectly normal. With practice, that will calm down. Those random thoughts will begin to float away like steam in the atmosphere, simply dissolving and disappearing. And we find ourselves resting easily in our current level of awareness and simply noticing that this time is dedicated to our own highest good. Just that can feel like renewal, like a spring of positive energy that comes up in us like a fountain and spreads to the top of our head and the tips of our fingers and the tips of our toes, permeating within and throughout. A moment of renewal can be so nourishing, so filling, that it can even surprise us in its subtlety. And as you set your intent for this week's journey, what single change that you could make that would make the biggest positive difference for you? I wonder what that would be. I'd like to share with you a question that I got on Facebook from Lisa. And she writes, "Renee, I'm curious about one thing. If one is maintaining a weight for a sustained period, even if it's 20 pounds higher weight than they'd like, say, would you still say they're overeating? Is there overeating involved? It seems that in terms of truly listening to one's body's needs, to release pounds requires that one shift to fairly prolonged periods of undereating. Are you saying that not undereating sufficiently to reduce is the same as overeating, taking more calories than your body is expending?" So we're getting into the nitty-gritty particulars here, but these are the things that we think about. Do we need to just not overeat to lose weight? If we just eat to our hunger, will the weight come off? Or do we need to actually undereat to lose weight? This is a really good question. Because after all, if the idea is to eat when you're hungry and stop when you're satisfied, isn't that a little loosey-goosey? How hungry is hungry? How satisfied is satisfied? Some of us want precision in all this. There's too much writing on this. So let's sink deeper into it to really understand what it takes to release weight. So first off, let's talk about what overeating actually is. I define overeating as eating when you're not hungry and eating past the point of being satisfied. So you're not hungry and you're eating anyway because it's there or it looks good. And you're eating past the point of being satisfied because you're having a good time, you're not paying attention, and you just do it. So that is overeating. And changing that pattern or those patterns is really the first order of business. In other words, we want to stop overeating and start eating appropriately to our body, to take great care of our body in order to take great care of ourselves. Because when you think about it, overeating is a wee bit abusive, don't you think? It's a little bit yucky. I mean, how good does it feel to stuff your belly till it feels like bursting? Yuck. How comfortable is it to be uncomfortably full? Well, if it's uncomfortably full, not very. And I know you know what I'm talking about here. So for most people, simply addressing the trigger situations, in other words, the triggers that get you to overeat, is enough to start releasing weight. And we address these trigger situations by first starting out by creating that inner alignment, using something like the guided journey, sabotage, self-sabotage, going back to one of the early episodes, and becoming in alignment about being slim, releasing all of our objections, and then starting to work on whatever trigger situations are left, whatever ones are still there doing their stuff, triggering us. And we release those one by one or two by two or whatever it happens to be. So that's the first step. But what then if you've done that and you're not losing weight or not losing enough weight or you're maintaining? And as it happens, it's time for us to take a short break. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. We'll be right back. Attention Inside Out Weight Loss listeners, wouldn't it be cool to have Inside Out Weight Loss in written form, especially in a workbook format, including all of the homework assignments, complete with space to fill it out? Advancing you on your journey. Now you can. The Inside Out Weight Loss workbook covering the key foundational episodes 1 through 18 is now available. In fact, Chapter 1 is available absolutely for free. Just go to reneemethod.com, R-E-N-E-E-M-E-T-H-O-D.com, and download your free chapter. And if you'd like to buy the entire workbook, it'll cost you less than a few lattes. So just go to www.reneemethod.com and check it out. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about overeating and undereating. So the first thing you want to do is to stop overeating. Now, say you stop overeating consistently. Let me make a point here, because it's not uncommon for someone to say, oh, well, I've been good, 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 and then have one massive blowout, which basically negates all of the quote unquote good eating that they've done. And then they feel like they've put in a huge amount of effort and they're not going anywhere. So let's just say you eat 1,200 calories a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're feeling like a saint at this point. Saturday comes along, there's a big party, potato chips, cake, I don't know, and 3,000 calories later, you roll out the door. Well, that's the equivalent of eating 300 plus extra calories a day and maybe enough to just put you in that maintain your weight category. That's why we really want to move towards consistency and self-correcting and making the diff. In other words, reducing the duration, intensity, and frequency of your overeating patterns. So if you eat 1,200 calories all week and you eat a little extra on a Saturday night and you eat 1,800 calories when in the past you would have eaten 3,000, that's probably still enough for you to lose weight. And by the way, I'm just talking about calories here to make a point, not saying that that calorie level is appropriate or that you should even be counting calories. All right, so you want to be consistent in what you're eating, in the quantity that you're eating. Now let's move to undereating versus overeating. And specifically, I want to talk to you about hunger. Remember, hunger is our body's feedback mechanism. It's our body's mechanism to tell us when we've had the right amount to eat. It's a beautiful thing. It's like our gas gauge telling us if we need more or less. If you have eliminated the overeating in your life consistently and you are not losing weight, which is pretty unusual, but it can happen. Say you're really not overeating as far as you can tell, but you're maintaining your weight and you'd like to drop some weight. Say you'd like to drop 20 pounds, like the example that Lisa gave. Well, that suggests to me that your apostat is a little off. Or let's put it in numerical terms. Let's say you have a hunger scale of 0 to 10. 0 means you are fall on the floor hungry, just starving. And 10 means you are stuffed full like a porcupine. All right, like a Thanksgiving Day turkey for those of us in America. Or a bear going into a long winter hibernation. So if 0 is famished and 10 is stuffed, 5 would be neutral. You're neither full nor hungry. So if you're eating when you're a 4, in other words, you're just a little teeny tiny bit hungry, and you're doing this all the time, and you're stopping at, say, a 7 when you're satisfied, moving towards full, then you're going to maintain a higher weight than you would if you were waiting until you were a 1 or a 2 to eat and stopping at a 5 or a 6. That probably represents a lot less food than eating at a 4 and stopping at a 7. So if you're not losing weight, then you probably want to get a little hungrier before you eat, and you want to stop when you're satisfied and less full than you're used to stopping at. You could do one of those and see how it goes. You could do both of those and see how it goes. One of the things that often gets in the way is when people think about waiting until there are 1 or 2 to eat, they start to panic. They get afraid, as if death by starvation is just around the corner. I call this hunger phobia. And it can be incredibly powerful, incredibly transformative to resolve that hunger phobia, to let it go, to feel relaxed and appreciative of our good old friend, hunger, our body's elegant, oh so elegant mechanism for telling us when we do or don't need more calories, when we're satisfied and good to go. I mean, I feel sorry for hunger because it gets such a bad rap. All these diet programs and food out there, processed food, say, oh, you know, you'll never feel hungry again. Poor hunger. You'd think it had some kind of communicable disease or something. Or set up a Ponzi scheme and made off with billions. Let's dust off poor hunger and help it stand up and elevate it and respect it. Give it the respect that it deserves. Hunger is friggin' awesome. And if you have hunger phobia, check out episode 40 or 41, where I go through EFT, because I use hunger phobia as my example, and just going through a few rounds of EFT on that could be enough to just release that fear and get you enjoying the buzz that a little bit of healthy hunger gives us. Now, if you're eating past the point of being satisfied, if you're eating to the point where you're overstuffed, there are a few things that could be going on, but I'm recommending that you go through the naturally slender eating strategy, that you think about how the food that you're eating will make you feel over time. Take just a pause break in the middle of your meal, say when you're halfway done, to think about that. I'm halfway through with my meal. I'm taking a 10-second pause, and I'm going to think about how eating this next amount of food is going to make me feel over the next several hours. How will I feel over the next few hours if I stop now? And if you do happen to not stop when you're satisfied easily, automatically, and you end up doing a redo on it, in other words, redoing the situation in your mind after the fact, then, and this part's really important here, guys, imagine feeling a wave of satisfaction as you put down your fork and push the plate away. Build into your redo that wave of beautiful satisfaction, that wave of having had just the right amount and feeling so good in your body. Imagine that not just for the last time that you maybe ate past satisfied, but imagine it for future times. Imagine having that wave of satisfaction just come over you each and every time you eat just the right amount of food for your slim and healthy body. It's pretty easy to do this again and again and again, imagining way out a year, 2, 3, 5, 10 years, because it feels so darn good now, doesn't it? Imagine what that would be like if that happened automatically every time you ate. Wouldn't that just be amazing? You want to know what to wish for? Wish for that. Plan for that, because it is friggin' awesome. That seems to be my phrase for the day. Sorry if I offend anyone. But it is, as my son would say, supra-dupra-extra-lupa-cool. And now the final comment that I want to make on this topic. The final pièce de résistance is how to make this whole thing easier of eating the appropriate amount to release weight and actually enjoy it more. And that's going back to one of those early concepts, which is intent setting. It's a beautiful thing to set your intent to be fully satisfied eating an amount that allows you to be the weight that you want to be. Setting your intent is only going to help. And that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. I do have one more thought on the topic, by the way, which is that the guided journey available on my site, reneemethod.com, called the Appetite Adjuster, is actually designed for just this, for recalibrating your appetite. And that's at reneemethod, reneemethod.com. P.S. Research clearly shows that joining a supportive community helps your success, dramatically contributes to success in weight loss. And there happens to be one for Inside Out Weight Loss. It's a Yahoo group that you can link to off of my blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. Join the conversation happening now on the Yahoo group by an amazing group of people supporting and being supported. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.